Greg McKenna is with us. He is Chief Market Strategist at Axicorp Financial Services on the line from Sydney. Greg, always a pleasure. Kind of be an interesting week on the trade front. We're already hearing that maybe there's some resolution between the U.S. and Mexico where NAFTA is concerned. But Monday in the States begins the public comment period for the $200 billion worth of Chinese imports that could get hit with new tariffs. Brian was making the connection earlier between this development and the move by the PBOC late Friday to allow banks in China to resume using the countercyclical factor when calculating the yuan's daily reference rate. And we've seen a dramatic strengthening in the offshore currency. Is it fair to assume that the PBOC is trying to maybe make it easier on trade negotiators by strengthening the yuan just a bit?
Yeah, good morning, Doug. I think you're right there. It certainly seems like that foray a couple of weeks ago in the sort of the 6.93, 6.94 region for the yuan really did spook the PBOC. And they've been working hard to get it lower. The move we saw Friday was a good start. To me, it looks like it probably could get back towards 6.7 or something like that. And I think it is to give room on trade. And so, you know, sending the right signal to, you know, hopefully after those negotiations didn't really go anywhere last week, but sending the right signal to the administration that the Chinese are open to keep talking.
So unlikely at this stage, Greg, that we could see a full-blown currency war or indeed a full-blown trade war?
Yeah, I would think so, Juliet. I think that it's in nobody's interest, as, you know, a thousand people have said, but the Chinese certainly don't want, you know, dollar yuan to head up and through seven, because that's when, you know, there are real questions of capital flight, real questions of, you know, where Chinese markets are at in terms of their progression towards, you know, developed market status and openness for you know, other investors. So it's in nobody's interest, and I certainly think the PBOC and authorities in Beijing want to keep a lid on that. So whilst there'll be no trade war, currency war, there's probably unlikely to be any resolution in the next month or two either. So still got some uncertainty.
Greg, you and I have a new Prime Minister as of Friday. A lot of political instability has been happening down under. There has been calls from several analysts to change their forecasts on the Aussie dollar, but we spoke to Moody's on Friday and they said it doesn't change the overall rating for Australia's credit rating. What do you view in terms of what we're seeing in Canberra for the markets and for the Aussie?
I think it's a steady hand on the tiller. Scott Morrison was our Treasurer, Finance Minister for you know, some nations, and so you'll see a continuity of those sort of policies that the previous Prime Minister was running. So in that sense, I think the political instability and turmoil goes away, particularly because this is a resolution of something that's been going on for 3 years, and some antipathy will be ended now that Malcolm Turnbull's going to eventually leave the Parliament, and former Prime Minister Abbott has said as much on radio today.
Isn't there a strong chance that we could see a new leader, though, in the elections next May?
So the Labor Party is ahead in the polls at the moment, and polls over the weekend suggest that that lead has been increased. And they have some policies that concern some people with regards to negative gearing and no tax cuts and those sorts of things. And that's one of the reasons why the ASX has performed so poorly in the last week or so. But, you know, the Australian governments, whether Labor or Liberal coalition, are pretty much run from the centre. So to that extent, the RBA in many ways is much more important. So I don't think political risk should really be an issue for the Aussie dollar or Australian markets.
What about political risks in the US for markets? Do you think that things could get worse in the Trump administration? There's obviously been a lot of law cases going on with Paul Manafort, of course, and calls perhaps that the president could be impeached as well.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting question. It does look like the Mueller inquiry is working its way closer and closer to the president, so we need to watch that carefully. He himself has talked about impeachment and that markets would crash, so, you know, he seems to be aware that things are getting closer to him. You know, the path to impeachment will depend on the House and the Senate, and particularly on how we end up at the November election. So, you know, I think he could be impeached in the House if the Democrats sweep that, but getting convicted in the Senate is a much bigger hurdle. So as it stands at the moment, I think the pressure is on President Trump, but chances of impeachment, I'd still put, you know, sort of less than 30%.
So we've talked about a lot of variables at play here, but so give me an investment strategy, Greg. How do I put capital to work right now?
Oh, well, yes, that is an interesting question. I still think that the U.S. economy is going to continue to grow at a reasonable pace. I think that corporate earnings are going to continue at a reasonable pace, and I think ultimately the U.S. dollar will again assert itself. So I'm happy to be long U.S. stocks, looking for 3,000, 3,100 on a six-month time horizon, and for someone like me as an Australian to do that currency unhedged.
And what about in terms of dollar movement, the US dollar? Do we see that potentially, you know, gather a bit more momentum or start to pair off a bit?
So just at the moment, the market's heavily long of US dollar. So I could easily see, you know, euro, if I use that as an example, up at, say, 117.30 or maybe even 118.50 before the US dollar starts to turn around. The data's been weaker than expected, plus positioning, plus what Jerome Powell said, that's fueling this dollar weakness. I think it continues before the dollar reasserts itself in a month or so.